Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. This episode of the Proud and Curly Podcast is brought to you by Proud and Curly Share Your Story. If you're learning to embrace your natural hair, we want to hear about it. What's your hair story? This show is made up of beautiful hair journeys and lessons from people all around the world, but no story is exactly alike, so we want to hear yours. Tell us a story about a hair mishap, adventure, or you can share an inspiring message for everyone to hear. This is your time to share your story and be featured on this podcast. To learn how, go to proudandcurly.com/pages/share-your-story. Let's start the show. Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I know it's been a minute, and you guys, it's crazy. It's crazy right now. I don't want to incite any fear or anything, but I wanted to say hi, and we're back. I don't know if you can tell if you're watching with us on YouTube. Our background's a little different. You know, we got a new little setup, pretty much the same. I'm also still working on this part. I kind of want to do a collage board here, kind of photos of you guys and stuff from different events. Well, so far CKC Fest, and hopefully we can have more events soon. But yeah, I'm still working on it, so just give me some time. I got it to this point, so I'm feeling good about that. But yeah, today I'm going to be talking with you guys and actually also getting ready with you guys, getting my hair ready. We did some makeup, you know, it's quarantine day 522, so I don't really know anymore. I can't keep up, but I'm trying to not look like a hobo today. And I don't mean it to sound weird, but I just have not been trying in any capacity. And even my hair right now looks much better than usually. So all I did was wet it so far. I washed it like I think yesterday or the day before, and I haven't really put any product in. See, I've just been chilling. So today I'm going to show you guys what products I've been using and give you guys an update with my big chop. If you guys don't remember, at the beginning of January, I chopped all of my hair off on camera with you guys. So if you haven't seen my big chop, I cut it on camera here with you guys. So be sure to click the little thing on this video and you can go ahead and check that out. Or you can click the link in the description box and check it out there after this video. So I originally cut my hair in January for my birthday, and then I cut it again in February. So I cut it a month later, and I haven't cut it since February. And it's April now, so this is technically 2 months of growth. Right now it's a little wet, so a little damp still, but it's definitely grown in quite a lot. I didn't bring my comb, but I have combed through it, but you guys can definitely see a difference. I'm not necessarily trying to start growing it out just yet. The plan was to cut it down short again in the summer. I was just gonna, like, while the spring, I was just gonna kind of see what happens, let it do what it do, maybe get a little fro and like just enjoy life, you know. And then in the summer we were gonna chop it probably shorter than before, maybe a little tapered style, maybe a little hair dye, I don't know, you know. But now that this whole COVID-19 and quarantine thing is happening, who knows what the summer plans are, because I was trying to be on the beach, and hopefully we still can be. I was trying to be on this beach. I had a trip planned. I had trips planned, you guys. But I know you guys, y'all probably did too. But I had, you know, some ideas planned of me going to the beach or me being on the beach somewhere with no hair. So that was kind of the goal, to be like on the beach, just like ready. Let me start doing my hair while I'm talking so I can be done by the time I'm done updating you guys. Ooh, I'm just gonna wet my hair a little bit And if you guys are just listening to the podcast, be sure to click the link as well in the description box. If you want to see the products I'm using, I'm of course going to link them down below and stuff. But yes, be sure to check out our visual experience. And if you're subscribed to us on your favorite podcast app, please consider subscribing to us on YouTube, because I'm planning to do a lot more content. I just moved somewhere new, so I kind of got a new setup going on. I got new things that I'm like, Proud and Curly, we need to be having more content. I'll talk about that a little bit later on in the video, maybe as far as like updates with the podcast. If you're interested, I don't know. I want to update you guys on my hair, and then we can talk a little bit more about the podcast. I did just do a little bit of housekeeping, so I haven't recorded in so long, so maybe I'm awkward. I'm sorry. All right, so I usually do this straight out of the shower, or if I showered the night before, then I'll kind of just be in the sink and like get my hair to be wet. I just need it to get it to drip behind my head. So a product that I've been raving with you guys about that I've been using, especially with my hair shorter, is the Talia Wajid Green Apple and Aloe with Coconut Nutrition Curl Definer. So if you can see that, we're almost out of this product. This product does cost like $10, but I've been using this since January and I still have some. I didn't really need a lot because my hair was shorter, but now that my hair is getting longer, I started to notice that the curl definition that I'm craving isn't really staying. Like, my hair is so much thicker now up in this part of my hair. It's very thick. So I'm noticing that I need like more product or something. I'm like, what's going on? But I kind of just put the product in like this, pretty much. Now that my hair is starting to get thicker, you know, I'm trying to figure out what it wants. That's the main thing about it. But I hope you guys have been doing well during this quarantine, sticking it out, getting it together, figuring out a schedule, because that's what I'm trying to do. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. So this one definitely gives you curls. And it used to give me very nice hold as far as this product gives very nice curls. And it used to give me very nice hold too from my hair being shorter. But now that my hair is just so much thicker in here, I think either I need more product or something. So today I'm trying to get ultimate definition, so we'll see how it turns out, but I'm using more product than I usually do, but I think, you know, as my hair grows, I'm gonna need to use more product. That makes sense. So I'm just kind of doing this little, I don't even know what I'm doing, but I'm just kind of pulling my hair and trying to get product on my hair. Because another thing that I've been dealing with my hair like this, is getting it to look even, or look more even. I get different shapes depending on what side of my head that I lay on. So trying to get that together has been interesting. Sorry, y'all, I'm looking in a mirror, trying to make sure the shape. All right, we're still not done. So I feel like that's a pretty good amount in my hair. I'm going to now go in with the Aunt Jackie's Don't Shrink Flaxseed Elongating Curl Gel. I really like this stuff too. It's a light gel. I have barely a bare minimum amount left. So I'm just going to kind of rub it over the top, because the other gel does a really good job. Today, I'm going to rub it over the top, but I'm going to add this to my regimen. Right now, we're pulling it out the vault, Eco Styling Gel. This is the one that I've always liked, the olive oil one. And I've had this for forever. I usually just use it for when I do protective styles. But, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more later. But for now, I'm just going to try it because it definitely gives me a good hold. And I'm just going to try it on top, just like how I did with the Auntie Jackie's, just a little bit. So, just trying to hold in this curl, these curls that you see now. And put a little bit more. I just don't like my hair to be too, I don't want any flakes or anything. I'm just going to kind of get in there in the back. I think that's looking like something. And then to top it all off, what we're going to do, hold on, put these products up. It's very simple, you guys. It's my routine usually takes me like 5 minutes or less, literally, probably less. And so to top this all off and to just give it a finishing touch, because this is like pretty much my everyday, I do want to start to experiment. To top it off, I'm going to use my Edge Control, which is the Cream of Nature Pure Honey. So I just kind of get creative, you know, with your edges. You should get a little creative. So I've started to fine. I think I was trying to explain this in one video, how I did my edges. So hopefully you guys can see, because I do want to record a video about it. But you just kind of got to go for it. Some days they don't come out that good. Some days I have like 4 swoops on one side and 2 on the other. But you know, we're getting it together. We're getting it together. I'm learning where I like my swoops. But I like this edge control a lot too, because it's like I can still edit my edges. Once I swoop it, it's not like set for life or for the day, you know. I could still say, ooh, I want a little bit more of a swoop in there, and then I want this piece to come down into this part. A struggle, really. But, you know, you can make it look like it worked the way you wanted it to do that day. Because some days your edges look better than other days. And it's okay. Maybe y'all could see this side more. Which, I always struggle with this side. Maybe because it's my left side. But I'm always so confused at why this side looks so different. And then I usually come into the center and get a few. So I'm really using a really small amount of product. But it really holds. You don't need a lot at all. So that's what I really like about this too. And that's pretty much it. I haven't really experimented with any parting or anything. So I'm just going to, since basically getting ready to do these videos is now the event of the day, you know, I'm just going to try different stuff out on here. So if y'all see me coming on here with different hairstyles, just know I'm out here trying, and that's what we said we was going to do, you know. So that's really it with my hair. It's super quick to do my hair, but it's really simple. And it's mostly just like a curled, kind of wet, defined look that I really like with having my hair short. I think it looks good. You can see my curls, especially once I do my edges. It's just a finished look. I did some eyebrows today. I put on a little mascara, a little eyeshadow, a little highlight. You know, we just going for it today. A little smudge cosmetics lip gloss, you know. So we're just out here, just feeling good. Another update from my hair growth so far is, I don't know if you guys know, it depends how long you guys have been following me or how much you know about my hair journey, but my hair in the back is a much looser texture than the hair on the rest of my head, like this portion of my hair. And you can tell that even these curls are like a looser curl pattern. And so when I don't have any product on my hair is not done, that part just kind of like lays out and it's just kind of like swooped out and it just looks weird to me. So I'm thinking about when I get my hair cut for whenever we can go back outside, I'm going to try to taper it or I'm going to get it tapered. So I probably will go somewhere because I don't know how to taper unless my boyfriend can taper my hair, which would be an interesting journey because if I can go back outside, I do need it to look nice. So, you know, I'm curious about how that's going to all work out. But yeah, anyways, I think that that's pretty much all of my update. That's all my hair, all of my hair update. So far it's just been like, this is like 2 months of growth styled. You guys could kind of see how the length was looking before. So things are going well. I'm just going to grow it out and see, you know, we might cut it again. We might not. We shall see, but I'm still loving it. Also, I want to give a big thank you for all of the new subscribers and people downloading the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for following us on Instagram, checking us out on Instagram at Proud and Curly. Be sure you do that and follow us on there as well. Thank you so much for the support. I love it, especially on YouTube as well, subscribing to us there. So appreciative. I'm like, whoa, we're having a few little subscribers coming in. But I'm just so thankful. So thank you guys. And yeah, I'm going to be on here more. I know we're in quarantine and everybody's over it, but it felt for me, I just wanted to take some time before I came back on here and started talking with you guys about hair during this quarantine. Just wanted to be sensitive to the time that we're in. This is a crazy time that we're in that nobody really knows how to process, basically. There's no way that we could have known how to process this beforehand, like 2 months ago. No way we could have known how to prepare for this. So, well, we could have known how to prepare. But I'm saying as far as there's no way that we could have known how to process this and how long and how it actually would feel. So I just wanted to give some time for me, for you guys, just to figure out your own schedule, get into your own groove, keep your spirits high. And yeah, I want to come back with videos and podcast episodes now. So I hope that's okay with you all, just to give you some good spirits. Also, some more teaching about natural hair, going natural, sharing some more stories. As always, if you guys want to be on the podcast or share your story on the podcast, please click the link down below. That's always open. And now that I have a lot more time and that you guys have time, I hope to be doing a lot more interviews. Definitely looking for people that want to be on the show. So click the link down below in the description if you are interested. Definitely click it and follow the, I have a whole page called Share Your Story, and there's a whole 3 different ways you can even be on the podcast. So definitely check that out if you are interested, because I want to share everybody's story that I possibly can on this platform. That is what it's for, to share your story. You never know who can resonate with your story or whose story you will resonate with. So I just feel like it's important to have all kinds of people on the show sharing about their natural hair journey, their proud and curly journey. So thank you guys so much for just all of your support. So I'm trying to come back with a bang since we're in quarantine and everything. So you guys can expect 2 podcasts a week. And that's going to be on Sundays and on Thursdays. So just be ready for that. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss anything. And yeah, if you guys have any topics that you guys want me to cover, especially on the solo episodes that will mostly go up on Sundays. On Sundays, it's going to be more of like informational, educational, how to care for your natural hair. About different things like learning different terms, natural hair terms, learning about how to handle shedding or things like that, how to make a hair routine. These are some ideas that I have. But if you guys have any other things that you are dealing with your natural hair that you want to learn more information about, definitely leave it down below in the comments what you guys would want me to cover, what other topics you need help with for natural hair. Leave it down below and I would be happy to incorporate that into our episodes. And then I have some more ideas for things to put out in May on our YouTube channel. So just stay tuned for that. I just want to get it together before I like share everything and then it's like, well, where is it? And I'm like, well, so because I have always have so many ideas, but I'm just trying to get it out. I just want to get it out to you guys. So let's just do it. We're at home. Let's just do it. Why not? You know, let's just, why not? So thank you guys so much for watching this episode and catching up with me, catching up with my hair and the podcast. So stay proud and curly. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next week, stay proud and curly.